Squirrels and Robots, episode 91. Thank you, Jeanette, Carinsa, Chris, and John for the donations this week. It's super appreciated. Thank you, thank you. And thank you to everyone supporting that pumpkin guy on Twitch. Helping him helps us. How does that work? I steals his monies while he's sleeping. Oh, wow, dude, that is cold. Hey, they live rent-free in the abandoned subway tunnels of New York, so their living expenses are minimal. None even. Spooky lady, she just drinks coffee, and Pumpkin Man lives off of Halloween candy, so money's not needed there. Well, you know what? If they come looking for someone, I'm pointing my finger right at you, mate. I'm gonna be like, hey, was the one that did it? Because I don't want to deal with that creepy lady, right? Pointing is rude. Oh, God, just everyone stop. Come on. All right. Twitch had a massive data leak that pretty much let out a ton of info, which is supposedly encrypted, but you should probably change your passwords just in case. Thanks, Twitch. Boy, like 120 gigabytes of data, mate. Gigabytes, that is massive. Yep, it's always something. But Twitch wasn't the only platform to get wrecked this week, as Facebook was down for hours, as was Instagram, WhatsApp, and all those associated Facebook-y type things. What about Farmville? What? Farmville? Is it still working? On Facebook? I don't even think it's on there anymore. It hasn't been since December 31st, 2020, if I remember correctly. Oh my God! What happened to my crops? My crops! Yeah, whatever, dude. Look, honestly, when Facebook went down, I didn't even know it went down until after it was back up. I kind of don't spend a lot of time on there. I let people know what we do, and then we're out, you know? You know, it's kind of the same here, mate. You know, there's loads of misinfo, you know, a lot of rank posts, and, you know, it's just rather toxic in some sectors. Though I will say some Facebook groups are rather pleasant, though. You know, like Baby Metal on Facebook and, you know, stuff like that. I'm part of the My Shoes Speak to Me in My Sleep group. It's a small group, just me and my shoes. Oh, God. Well, hopefully folks appreciated their forced downtime and had a good six-hour break from social media stress. But speaking of socials, TikTok. Yeah, don't get too excited, but we have a TikTok called Foamy the Squirrel Official. As of this podcast, we have a whole one video on there. That's it. But hey, it's more eyes, and apparently the Foamy the Squirrel hashtag has over 15 million views on TikTok, yet I have not seen one dime from people using our work, so good times.
Maybe we got paid in exposure.
No, we didn't. But maybe we'll get paid in crypto, you know, like a cryptocurrency. No. Wow, sad. Whatever, it's there if anyone needs it. We're gonna post sporadically if we remember to do so. But don't expect any stupid dances or pillsy dabbing or something. It's not happening.
I don't even know what that is. I don't dab because a little dab will do ya, but I need more than that. I need a spoonful. A dab is like a finger that you put on the back of your neck when you're wearing perfume. No, a little dab will do ya. No, it won't. No, it won't. I need the whole jar.
Dude, what are you even talking about?
I have no idea.
But, fine, good. But moving on. Game news. River City Girls 2 got a trailer. It's a beat-em-up that's got a bit of a cult following, so look into it. Nice. And a cool fan-made game called Residentvania was published on itch.io. For those who don't know, it's essentially an old-school Castlevania done in an atmospheric pixel art style of Resident Evil. Check it out. It's technically free, but helping out the dev would probably be a good thing to do. Good job. Looks interesting.
Oi, oi. House of the Dragon got a trailer. Game of Thrones thing. Prequel series.
Yeah, I don't care, honestly. I didn't care about Game of Thrones and, like, at all. No cares. Ever. House of Goat yourself.
Game of Thrones needed more dragons and less wieners and much less inbreeding. And a story towards the end that was good.
Yeah, maybe it would be best to let Game of Thrones go, you know? Because I mean, it had a good run, but, you know, here we are. Yeah, tell that to the producers. There's still money to be made, so they're gonna keep making crap. But on the topic of movies and television, there's really not much going on. Netflix is churning out their usual originals, as are a bunch of other streaming services, all of which I don't care about. So I've been delving into older horror movies for the spooky holiday season. Like, shocker.
What?
Yeah, shocker. It was, I think, a Wes Craven film, which is an absolutely terrible movie, even by B-movie standards. It's like about a serial killer who ends up getting the electric chair, but manages to somehow use electricity to hop around from body to body, seeking vengeance on the person who turned them in. It's all sorts of... What? Yeah, oh, that film was a bit crazy. Though I will say the actor that played the killer, he was really intense. You know, he's like kind of psychotic with a dash of campy. It's kind of good. But you know, I like that film. I thought it was a masterpiece. I mean, all the channel hopping and evilness, I give it 12 stars out of 6, which is double the greatness.
Speaking of terrible, yo, how come the... we're getting sidetracked here. How come the transfers for the Sylvester McCoy years of Doctor Who are so... terrible. Who was in charge of this? Begley! I want answers!
Honestly, the Sylvester McCoy years, right, they were rather jank as scripts go, you know? If you think back, weren't they, right? They're kind of weird. I mean, the Seventh Doctor, right, only had a few decent episodes, and the rest seemed kind of, like, campy and weird, you know?
Dude. No, the video. I watched a DVD to Blu-ray comparison, and the picture improvement is negligible. I mean, what the hell? It's like they upscaled the picture instead of restoring it.
Well, I mean, you know, who knows what the source material was, you know? Condition, years of wear, you know, all that.
You know, I mean, it kind of just irks me when I see stuff like that.
Well, I mean, Sylvester McCoy isn't really considered top-tier doctor, you know? He's probably fairly low on the list, by comparison.
But I think he could have done better if he had better scripts to work with. Because the personality of the Seventh Doctor, for my taste, was really good. It was like, he was kind of clownish, but he had a dark side.
Well, alright, true, but, you know, frankly, those last few seasons kind of tanked with viewership, you know, and it started as soon as Colin Baker took over, right? There were more networks popping up in the UK, more competition, and, you know, by the time McCoy took over, right? I mean, Doctor Who was at an all-time low. You know, viewers kind of took it for granted because it was on for, like, 25 years already, maybe even more. So, you know, lower viewership, poor scripts, as you said, and, you know, test audiences did not like the Sylvester McCoy stories at all. Right, they were like, oh, this is terrible! So, all right, with all that in mind, they probably put little effort into remastering those episodes for that reason. You know, it's like, no one really likes this anyway, so whatever, just put it out there, upscale, I don't care.
That's just sad. But did anyone here listen to the audio dramas with Sylvester McCoy as Doctor Who? Because there's a couple of them out there.
Nope, never got around to it. You know, I'm still kind of far behind on Doctor Who as it is.
Frankly, I should probably look into those. The scripts would probably be a little bit better. And I know a lot of the old Doctors reprised their roles for those audio dramas, including Sylvester McCoy, McGann, the very short-lived Eighth Doctor.
The showrunner for the revival of Doctor Who in 2005 is returning to the series. So maybe, he gonna make it good again. He gonna make it good again, going back in time. Gonna make it good like it was. Yeah, that's right, Russell Davies. Thank Bob for that one. You know, he made Doctor Who again. He did a really good job.
Yeah, up until What's-Her-Face, which everyone seems to dislike for some reason. I haven't even watched a lot of the recent Doctor Who stuff, so I have no idea why, what was it, Whittaker was so reviled for their role as the Doctor.
Yeah, I mean, I personally kind of stopped after Capaldi, you know.
I still say they should get Dylan Moran to play a disheveled Doctor Who. Like, just take his Bernard Black character from Black Books and toss that guy into the TARDIS, okay? Done.
That would be so chaotic, it would be amazing. But frankly, Moran gets my vote, you know? Dylan, be the new Doctor. I want George Carlin to be Doctor Who. He's already been in a phone booth and traveled through time. So he's got experience. So yes, George Carlin is Doctor Who.
Oh my God. George Carlin is dead, okay? As sad as that is. And just because he played Rufus in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure doesn't qualify him to be a Time Lord, right?
But he was. He was in a phone booth. He time traveled. He went to the past, found Bill and Ted, and saved humanity. Rufus is Doctor Who. It's canon. It's canon in my mind. George Carlin is a Time Lord!
Oh my God.
He has a point. I mean... It may not be actual canon, but George Carlin played Rufus, a time traveler in a phone booth. I mean, alright, it wasn't as cool looking, right, as the TARDIS, kind of like the American ghetto version, as it were. And of course, it was clearly the same size on the inside, but, oi, Pilsy's right. George Carlin is a Time Lord! I told you!
Oh, okay, fine. If it makes you happy, he's Time Lord adjacent. Okay. Josie!
Yes?
Please just wrap this up.
Okay. But are we really going to ignore that a pill-popping squirrel has discovered new Doctor Who lore?
It's not lore! It's Time Lord adjacent!
I believe George Carlin was a Time Lord. Lore or not.
Agreed. Besides, I think it would have been more interesting to watch than some of the sullen gits they have as doctors, frankly. You know? Remind me to never bring up Doctor Who again. Okay? Everyone, thanks for the support. Thanks for helping out.
New album is to be released on the 13th of October, which is a Wednesday day.
Yeah, Wednesday. It's a dark album, okay? I mean, the album is literally called Let's Get Dark. So, it's dark. Nice. Anyway, the comic book we're working on is coming along pretty well. New cartoons are rolling out as usual, with one just being posted. And phony plush news should be rolling out soon, but first dibs go to patrons, okay? They've been supporting for years, and it's kind of only fair that they have first crack on the few we have left. I mean, I wish we could make more, but the production costs are just obscene at this point. You know, I mean, even by Kickstarter standards, we would have to raise, like, 10 grand to make, like, 500 of them. It doesn't make any sense. There's no profit to be had. Yeah, well, that's the state of the world. The cost of everything has gone up, so, I don't know, reuse what's out there. Anyway, be well, stay smart, avoid idiots. Also, eat some candy, alright? It's freaking Halloween season. Go, get candy.
I already inhaled some. Would you stop snorting all the lollipops, you prat? It clears my sinuses! It's a neti pot of lollipops. Lollipop, neti pot. Stick it in your nose. It comes out the other nostril, stick it all. Catching all the boogers. On the way out, exit through your nose. What the hell am I even doing here?